Hello, everyone. My name is Josh, and this is the Skype for Business recap. It is the end of a very busy week. Enterprise Connect was this week, and it was busy in several other ways as well, both personally and professionally. So, yeah, I'm a bit tired, but that does mean there is a lot of stuff to cover. So, we will dive right into that. Before I dive right in, I will just say I have had the most difficult time trying to find the right place to stop and record quietly without being interrupted. So if I get interrupted during this recording, I think I'm just gonna talk to the person, let them know I'm recording, and then just go with it. All right, it'll be unusual if that happens, but I'm just tired of redoing it. So let's go with that. One of these days, goodness sakes, one of these days, hopefully soon in the next month or so here, I will have a dedicated office, and that will be awesome. And I can't wait. I was really hoping from Enterprise Connect, Skype for Business booth had this contest going where you put this puzzle together by stopping at different booths, and you get entered into a chance to win a Surface Hub, a 55-inch hub. One of three chances, one every night. Alas, I did not. I was going to mount that hub right in the background of my new home office, and it would be right there in all of my videos for me to work on, whiteboard on, hashtags, the whole nine yards. That would have been the ultimate. And if anyone at Microsoft or Skype for Business feels that that is an awesome idea and just really wants to give me a Surface Hub, I will reluctantly agree and accept. I won't argue because I know it would be awesome. So just putting it out there. Moving back to reality. Let's jump into some content here, okay, shall we? Let's bring up the browser. Mr. Tom Arbuthnot, Office Servers and Services MVP. He has put together, as usual, a very good, succinct but thorough review, not review, overview of the Skype for Business centered announcements from Enterprise Connect. And so I'm going to go through some of those. There's even a little bit of something at the end that is not from Enterprise Connect. Now, these were announcements for anyone that was following that were made at the very, they were made at the beginning of the week via a blog post, and Microsoft shared that out. They said, this is what we're going to announce. So when they actually announced it, it was more like we're demoing what we already announced, and that's what happened. So at any rate, that's where we're at with the announcements. I'll go ahead and dig right into them. First up, we had the auto attendant and call queues. And those, obviously, in Skype for Business Online with Cloud PBX, they have been in preview for quite some time. And they are now generally available. So there are a fairly limited feature set at GA than what some of us may have hoped for, but they are GA nonetheless. So we all have access to them now if we're using Cloud PBX. They do not cost extra if you're using Cloud PBX. And you can begin to really kick the tires with call queues and auto attendant. They were very nicely demoed during the Microsoft keynote, so feel free to check those out. Next up on Tom's blog post here, we've got the Skype for Business call analytics is now in preview, so we can go and he got a really good screenshot here. You can sign up at the skypepreview.com link here. But a really nice new dashboard. This is again the technology that was built upon from the deal way back when Microsoft acquired some of the technology from Event Zero. And that's where these analytics are finally showing up in the Office 365 Skype for Business Online Admin Center. And so we can see from this picture here, if we blow this up a little bit, we've got some really cool things happening, some nice graphics, a lot of detail in here, a diagnostics tab, an advanced tab. Really good start, and I hope they will build upon it to gain more deep of insights into calls and call quality made via the PSTN calling plans in Office 365. Next up, Polycom RealConnect for Office 365. So RealConnect has now made its way to Office 365 and is going GA in North America in April. All right, this is pretty exciting. RealConnect, there's a lot of fans out there and a lot of organizations using it, and it's now available for Office 365. Well, not now, will be in April for North America. If you are a Polycom fan or you guys are using this technology and you are looking, we're waiting for this, rejoice, it is almost here. Crestron announced their next-gen Skype Room system, obviously the original code name for this project was Rigel. Skype room system for Skype, I'm sorry, SR for Skype room systems. Logitech launched in October 2016. Crestron is delivering the full native Skype for Business experience over their solution. We got two HDMI and Crestron digital media inputs and outputs, six USB ports, and then a CrestNet port to add an occupancy sensor for automation and room usage reporting. Handy little link there to go check that out. And it was very good to see that on the floor at Enterprise Connect. Next up, EngeHouse has released its TouchPoint Attendant, one of the first attendant consoles for Skype for Business Online. And this definitely was being labeled as the first at Enterprise Connect. I like the way Tom labeled it here because there is some debate about that out in the community, right? Amongst different vendors and everything. So, but this is huge, you know, having an attendant console available to Skype for Business Online, certified the whole nine yards. EngeHouse demonstrated this at Enterprise Connect. I sat in on a mini session watching it being demoed, and it was pretty slick looking. I like the layout they had. It is a very cool concept to see in action. I think I lost my connection while this page was loading, so the picture didn't quite load up, but I'm going to provide the link to Tom's blog post, and you can go check this out for yourself in a little bit. Something else that Tom notes is not part of Enterprise Connect announcement news, really, but the soft successful engagement is launched, and this is really geared towards sharing stories of customer success, providing a new look and feel for the soft site, and a number of other bulleted items here that I will let you read through in more detail. Tom has provided the link for you there to access it and to get more information on it. So, Tom, this was, as usual, a blog post that was not terribly long, but chock full of great information about news out of Enterprise Connect, as well as the latest in soft. So, thank you for sharing with the community, Tom. Moving on, I'm going to touch a little bit more Enterprise Connect here. MVP Matthew Landis. Matt has traditionally followed a lot of the different conferences like Enterprise Connect Ignite with his own kind of running log or blog post of announcements and things that have been made. So I wanted to share Tom, Matt's insight here because whereas he covered some of these same announcements and gave some links to it, streamed keynote links, Microsoft announcements, vendor announcements, he went a little bit deeper on the vendor announcement side. So we see Event Zero announces support for SpectraLink. He provides a link. Jabra introduced their Jabra Speak 710 and gave some of the specs there. Very cool. Audio codes, kind of going down a different track than the Skype room systems with their Huddle room system. That is intriguing and very neat to see, and I like how they've set that up there. So great insights from Matt, great notes on Matt from Matt, and he also provided some the links to all these different announcements as well, so you can go and read up more in the areas that interest you. So Matt, thank you for taking the time to put that together. Let's jump on over to some non-Microsoft news, okay? So here's the thing with Enterprise Connect, it's not a Microsoft conference, right? Microsoft's a big presence at the conference, but it's not just their deal. It is other organizations there as well in the same UC enterprise communication space. And so it gave me a good chance personally to kind of see what the other side, the non-Microsoft side, was doing with their unified communications platforms. What was new? What might we need to know when talking to a client who wants to know what the alternative offers them? This is a great chance to sit in on some other keynotes. The nojitter.com, they covered Enterprise Connect, obviously, and had a very good running set of articles and posts here. The things I wanted to point out here was these videos. Okay, we have a chance with the general sessions and more to click on the different keynotes. We got Twilio up top, Google right here. Then we have Microsoft's a little bit further down, Amazon, and there's a few others in there. Watch these. Take the time to go through and watch these different ones. They are very intriguing. There were some very neat announcements and developments from Cisco and Google and even Amazon there. So take the time to go and watch that just to familiarize yourself, if nothing else. You're going to notice that there are a lot of parallels happening, a lot of people doing some catch up to what's been done on the Microsoft side. some of them later than others. And I'm going to touch on a couple of these in a second here. But it's interesting to see how Microsoft has kind of set the trends, and we now see these other big enterprises, these big other big players in this space, kind of putting their own version of these solutions out there, and we can see where some ideas have been borrowed, some are innovative, but let's move along and talk a little bit more about that. Google quietly launches, and I'm sorry, these pages are having to load. I'm in a place with a terribly slow connection. But Google quietly launched what they are branding as Meet for Hangouts. Now, and this article is a TechCrunch article. Of course, I'll provide the URL as usual. But Meet is an enterprise-friendly version of Hangouts. And this does a very good job of going through, talking all about it, talking about the meet.google.com page, what it looks like to put a meeting code in and join a meeting, and then offers as well kind of a brief little gallery here of what this looks like on the mobile side for joining meetings. It's pretty slick, pretty cool to see in action. And then they also demonstrated, and you'll see it in that keynote if you go back and watch it, but they demonstrated their Jamboard, which is supposed to be coming out, I believe they said, in May. If you've seen the Spark board, and then prior to that you saw the Surface Hubs, you can see the trend that is happening and the players that are doing some catch up. Neat devices, very cool stuff. Don't want to knock them just because there's some catch up, but watch for yourself the keynotes and decide what you think about them. But it's a very good point to be able to know what the ins and outs of each of these devices are, what features they bring to the game, how they integrate with all the other components of the overall UC solution, and then talk to your customers about that if they ask. Moving over to the next link, we have the Jamboard. And as that loads, it's just kind of Google's product page. There we go. Let's go back over to their product page. But this is just their product page for the Jamboard. You've got like a video that it provides on this page to go and check out right down here, a little marketing video of Jamboard in action. You can read more about it in Google's typical fashion here. It's a slick looking thing. It's fun to watch, so check it out. Last up, Cisco. Cisco had a good keynote. This is a blog post by the speaker of the keynote on the Cisco side, and he goes through and kind of talks a little bit about Spark, obviously, and what's going on in Spark, what things have changed, what's new. Interesting article to read over. The things from the keynote that I'll point out that I thought were interesting. You saw meetings in action, you saw Spark in action, and there's been some innovations there, and it looks good. It looks like a decent solution. And Cisco had an amazing booth set up at Enterprise Connect as well. They just did a very great job on their presentation there. But they demoed an upcoming solution for VR, virtual reality in a meeting room. It was very intriguing to watch. It was the geek in you really just watches it, and you're like, oh, that is cool. Thinking about it in more practical terms, you realize this isn't going to be the standard for most organizations. It's not going to be what most people use in their meetings. But it is a cool concept, and there will be various use cases for certain types of teams, certain types of interaction with customers and demoing solutions. You can see the VR meeting room is really going to have a place one day, but it is going to be an interesting journey, something to watch for sure. All right, let me hop back over to my Infinity screen here. I'm back over to my main window here. Today I'm recording a bit different. I'm not using my Plantronics Voyager Focus UC headset tucked over the back of my hat. I actually have the 5200 that I just got the other day, and I'm starting to demo, and I'm really liking it. You can judge for yourself on how it did in the recording and the call quality, et cetera. And I'm not going to do a full-fledged review on it or anything. I just trying something new today. It was the perfect solution to the cowboy hat getting in the way of regular headset. So, yeah, but I'm enjoying it so far. It's not uncomfortable to the ear or anything, and yeah, that's that. So it also came with, the nifty little charging case, which is going to be huge for me because I am notorious for letting my devices run out of battery and then trying to need to charge them in the middle of a meeting or something. This case is going to probably saved my butt on that a few times. So, at any rate, yeah, good stuff. Thanks for joining me today, guys. I really appreciate your continued support. I hope I will see you all again next Friday. Have a great and safe weekend. And we will, yeah, see you next week. Adios.